A couple of years ago, the pioneer digital storytelling portal ABC Pool joined together with Radio National for the City Nights project, in which we asked for your stories and sounds and poems of the city at night. In Lindy Collins' story, Gabrielle Ophelia, a young woman, dreams of art and Shakespeare as she heads out into the steamy summer Brisbane night.
Summer night's hot, and the stuffed gallery overflows into the small kitchen. People jam-pack together. The smells of red wine and hot bodies, limp jacks and sweaty cheddar on the gallery counter. Punks in woolen duffel coats like wet dogs. Poseurs in expensive alternative fashions. And art students, poorly dressed with youth, beauty and naivety on their side. The Institute of Modern Art, newly new, fresh in Eagle Street, up the fourth floor of a since-demolished Edwardian building and reached by four sets of old wooden stairs, or the lift out of a 1920s horror movie. It's the place to be and be seen at. Gabrielle wants to be both seen and at the forefront of the happening times. Dreams of becoming the artist everyone promises she will be. Gabrielle lives with a bloke on a 62-foot yacht anchored under the Story Bridge. She's an art student, and Jim's a smuggler, con artist, storyteller, and regular at the Story Bridge Hotel. Not yet trendy, Evans Deakin Shipyard's workers drink at lunchtime, and the matron from Mount Olivet downs her Guinness for the blood in the lounge bar. Living on the river with the seven-knot tides flowing past, and sometimes a bobbing body, is a changing kaleidoscope of colour and light. Across the river, there's the water police shed under the Story Bridge, with its new corrugated tin pieces on the roof, where the suicidal jumpers haven't quite made it to the water and have landed on the roof instead, the silver metal finally more inviting than the blackness of the river. That night, Gabrielle and Jim motor in the dinghy over to the Eagle Street ferry jetty and go to the opening together. They chain up the dinghy against theft and walk the short distance up the street to the gallery. Gabrielle struts her arty, floating walk. She was secretly pleased to see herself reflected in Millais' painting of Ophelia at the Tate last summer on an unexplained trip to London with Jim. Gangster stuff, she remembers, flicking long auburn hair. Just behind her, Jim, silver-haired with short bandy legs in faded flares. They make an odd couple, his face like a sepik mask and hers a pre-Raphaelite innocent. Love is blind and she myopic and he eternally grateful, but not grateful enough. The crowded gallery gets claustrophobic, and Gabrielle longs for the quiet boat and sleep. Jim wants to party on with a large group moving to the Queen's Hotel, where they can listen to live music and drink until daylight. Jim's not leaving his mates, and Gabrielle's bed calls. So she kisses him lightly and walks out and down the stairs. The stone walls of the Edwardian buildings have deep recesses and drip shadow onto the pavements. It's dark out on the road, and the streetlights seem far apart as she hurries down towards the river. Footsteps echo behind her. She quickens her walk. The footsteps match her pace. Right at the jetty, Gabrielle remembers the dinghy keys in Jim's pocket. The footsteps are getting closer, coming down the ramp, and she doesn't dare look, but her skin prickles. And she knows it's a stranger, a man. She smells the rank danger. Gabrielle's legs turn to water. She's like a jumper having to decide, corrugated tin or the river. No argument. Gabrielle steps out on the wooden jetty and half falls, half dives into the dirty water. tide is turning. The dark bulk of Kangaroo Point and Elambari, the boat, seems miles away. Her long muslin hippie dress drags her sideways. Her Birkenstocks slide off, but her body feels strong, pulling fiercely at the water. The man won't follow. He's shouting from the jetty, but Gabrielle keeps moving out into the centre of the river. Lights flicker across the water as she breaststrokes through the night. Refusing to think about sharks and dead bodies, and swimming as fast as she can, Gabrielle makes it to the side of the boat, holds onto the anchor chain with one hand, and floats. Ophelia's hair had been strangely dry in the painting, and she had not fought the stream. Gabrielle hauls herself up the thick anchor chain and flops onto the deck, clothes sticking like second skin, an oily taste in her mouth. Peering over the cockpit, back across the river, the figure on the jetty has disappeared. An empty ferry slides past, only the driver at the helm. Gabrielle laughs out her shock and relief. She has no death wish. She and Ophelia have nothing in common.
Gabrielle, Ophelia. That was written by Lindy Collins and read by Ella Scott Lynch. And the producer was Gretchen Miller for the City Nights Digital Storytelling Project.